The LSB election is held every 3 years. We have constant electioneering, and it has resulted in some very, very bad behavior by certain members of certain factions, and it does not permit the management of the station to have a time of peace where they can just get down to managing the station with this constant electioneering. Elections once every 3 years are quite sufficient. And STV voting is the curse of all of us. It results in unqualified people being elected, and I'm proposing that it be STV voting is very fine for a country like Australia, where I have lived. It allows minority parties representation, but here in STV voting, in the governance structure that we have, is a curse that results in all kinds of bad consequences, and we should abandon it in favor of a simple first past the post. And the number five is that everyone is confused over, and it takes many members involved with governance for a long period of time don't understand the distinction between an LSB member and a delegate member. And that distinction has been used to prevent the ability of the local station boards to discipline disruptive members in a timely manner. And then finally, number six, the PNB management be asked to prepare a financial impact statement. I think that a financial impact statement will show a savings of hundreds of thousands of dollars by the adoption of these provisions.
Okay, we'll open up a stack. I'm sorry, I heard Ted, is that right? Who's that?
Yes.
Serna.
Who else?
Brian.
Serna.
Sean, anyone else?
You got
Brian.
Me?
Brian. Serna. Okay. Ted, go ahead.
Okay, first of all, Article 17 of our current bylaws says that amendment of the bylaws can be proposed by six directors, a majority vote of the delegates of two radio stations, or a petition. It does not say that the National Governance Committee can propose amendments. Therefore, I think this whole matter of bringing forth this issue to this through this committee is inappropriate. That's number one. Number two, I'll take this from the bottom up. Item number six, that PNB management be asked to prepare a financial impact statement. If we were to have national board meetings properly announced well in advance of the meeting, where housing and facilities were provided for free, which can be done, then the cost of the national board meetings would only be perhaps meals and perhaps transportation. But everything else has at one time or another been able to be done for free. Item number five, the distinction between an LSB member and a delegate member be discontinued. This will lead to all board members being people who are on the air. They have the airtime. They have the visibility. It will destroy the whole effort at democratization. The same thing applies to getting rid of STV voting. The idea of elections being held once every 3 years. There are methodologies that can be developed in terms of voting by a computer, which would negate the expense that we are currently incurring. The idea of sending two representatives, those representatives in all likelihood being programmers, means that this whole process will be back to that moribund way of doing things where everybody on the national board and probably everybody on the local board will be a programmer. The idea of reducing the size of meetings from 25 to 13, I think that's an indication of a failure of people to properly run meetings, which is a lack of proper training in that regard. Every member of the local station board should be properly trained by somebody who is a member of the National Association of Parliamentarians, instead of winging it as we have done for the about 8 years that we have been in place. I'm done.
That was it.
Thank you, Jay. I do share some of the concerns that Ted raised here. For too long, instead of having the bylaws conference that was supposed to have happened according to the very bylaws that we're trying to amend this evening, we keep tinkering at it. And like Ted said, the bylaws are clear. It takes 3 of the 5 stations to change the bylaws. So from what I heard with this motion is that what we decide would go to the PNB and then it comes back to us and get guidance for changes. That's not what the bylaws say. And I'm not sure we're doing the right thing here. I'm really not sure about it. So would you be kind enough, Chair, to tell us exactly what aspect of the bylaws we're following here when we raise this motion?
Let me respond to that. This is a way of getting a bylaw on the table. And it can be proposed in, it's a way of getting a discussion to get a bylaw crafted that can be put forth to the LSBs. There's no question about how it's going to be approved or how it's going to be ratified. This is just a procedure for getting something on the board. And we have already agreed that the governance committee was an appropriate place to do that. It was a motion we passed, I think, 2 meetings ago. So, there's no violation whatsoever of the bylaws in this discussion. Sean, you're next.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I want to associate myself with your remarks. There is no violation here. I do want to thank Ted for bringing up Article 17. Ted, I want to guarantee you we can get 6 directors if we have to bring these without too much of a problem. Now, first of all, there's a lot of common sense and financial responsibility in having one election every 3 years. We spend somewhere in the range of $200,000 to $300,000 on these elections 2 out of every 3 years. It also, I want to emphasize what Chris said, it keeps the political warfare up. We never take a year off just to govern because we've always got another election. So let's take some of the politics out. Let's get down to governance, and let's save $200,000 to $300,000 every year. As for STV voting, this is the problem with STV voting, and I want to again agree with Chris. You know, it's great for a big city or something, but there's no transparency. You have to have a priesthood to divine for you, just what the results are. And the only solution I hear is a black box solution where we're going to use software that nobody else knows but the people who wrote the software. And I can tell you something, it wasn't but a couple of years ago that that very issue of black box voting drove the citizens of California crazy. I know this to be a fact as I was on the Secretary of State's task force on touchscreen voting, and this is worse than that because here we're just depending on software, okay? Now, as for the delegates and the members, this is a distinction without a difference, folks. The only two things that a delegate does is they elect people to the PNB or they throw somebody off the board. It is my contention that we can do this as members. There is no reason to have this distinction there because it does cause tons of confusion. If you want to read the email exchanges between me and Terry Goodman, we can go over some of that confusion. And I do think that it's very, very important, folks, that we have a financial impact statement on this. I think when you look at that financial impact statement and you realize that we're saving $300,000 or so a year, and then ask our listeners how they want us to spend their money, I'll bet they say we believe in democracy, but one election that is transparent, that is easy to understand, is the best way to go, because all that STV has done for us, and I really mean this, folks, is it guarantees we bring our obstructionist into governance with us, and I contend that a simple winner-take-all approach to this, you know, if you elect a good board and they do well, re-elect them. If they don't, you throw the bums out once every 3 years. These structural impediments to our government, well, the reforming of them is long overdue, and I appreciate Chris and all the people we've worked with to bring this forth, and thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Brian.
Hold on to your seat, Sean, because I'm going to agree with everything you just said.
Thank you.
I want to thank Chris for raising this. I don't know if things are the same as in L.A. up here, but here you risk being tarred and feathered for suggesting there's anything imperfect about our bylaws.
Here.
And when I went so far as to do that, I was attacked for somehow disregarding the listeners who pay our bills. So first, I want to thank you for opening the conversation, because I think it is the conversation we need to have. And I agree with a lot of the things you've put forward. I think we would be a lot more productive and a lot more acrimonious if our local and national boards were smaller. You're absolutely right about social dynamics. It's well documented in the academic literature that as groups get larger, they factionalize. I strongly agree that if the national board were smarter, there'd be smaller. There would be a direct cost savings. Maybe if they were smarter, there'd be a direct cost savings too. But we can't fix that with the bylaws. You know, changing the frequency of elections would certainly save money. There's an argument for having staggered elections, so you have some institutional coherency. I'm ambivalent on that. Same thing with STV versus winner-take-all. I think the principal flaw in our application of STV is we have more seats up for election at once than pretty much anywhere else that applies it does. And that lowers the threshold to an incredibly low point. So in a parliamentary district in the country using STV, you might be electing three or four positions to represent your region. We're electing 9 at a time, and that lowers the threshold to 10% of the vote instead of 25% of the vote if you were electing 3. That gets you to the point where the people who actually come through the process don't necessarily have any kind of mandate to represent any segment of the listenership. You could kind of mathematically random. The only thing I would take issue with is I do think if you want to keep the structure we have of local and national boards, that you do need to distinguish between a delegate and a local station board. The reason is a delegate's powers are defined and constrained by California state law, and all they can do is elect and recall directors. If you want to have those people provide additional local oversight functions, like participate in the hirings of their managers, you do need to empower them as a committee of the national board. But, you know, that's something to have a lawyer weigh in on. I would say the other things that should be on the table, you know, does a local national board structure work? Would it be more democratic to have direct elections of a national board? We're basically the Senate. Your station has 2,000 members, gets 4 seats on the national board. If it has 20,000 members, it gets 4 seats on the national board. We're not very proportional when we get into our actual governance structure, just our election mechanism. And again, I think it's a good conversation to have. I think it's a good procedure to try to get an endorsement of principles like this before you start tweaking the actual language. The only ambiguity I think you need to resolve in this is that if you're going to go down to 2 reps from each signal area going to the national board, whether you intend for that to not discriminate between those reps being staff and listeners, or to elect them by classes as we do now.
Okay, Sherna.
Well, I'm not going to talk to the substance, and I share Lou's concern. And it's more about the spirit of the bylaws and the spirit of what we did in Pacifica 10 years ago. The bylaws are incredibly flawed. We all know that. But for those of you who were around then, you might recall that there was supposed to be a bylaw convention within 18 months of the seating of the IPMB. That never happened. And that's what's needed, is discussion at every single station about the bylaws. So for ideas like this to come to each station area that should be calling its own bylaws convention, other people sending in ideas, this feels to me like pressure going, instead of a lot of discussion at the local listeners, it's going to come top down, sent out. I think what we need is going back to a grassroots discussion, developing new language on bylaws. First, discussing all of the problems with the bylaws. My understanding was not that we were going to draft specific language, but that we were going to start talking about some of the problems. Anyhow, my concern, and I'm not going to address the substance, some of it's good, some of it I have problems with, but my main concern is the process.
Anyone else for the stack? Well, then I'd like to speak. I think Brian's completely correct. We need to maintain the distinction between the delegates and the LSB. The delegates... I'm sorry? The delegates are responsible for electing the PNB. They can't be responsible to the PNB for what they do, which is what the LSB has to be in order to function. So... and in fact, in the bylaws, what the PNB can do with regard to the assembly of delegates is very limited. The only thing it can do is to step in if it thinks there's been a bylaws violation. Whereas with the LSB, it can overrule whatever the LSB does for any reason whatsoever. So I think that's absolutely essential. On the question of the size, I'm sort of uncertain about that. I mean, I don't know that we. Would be much different if it was smaller. I don't know that the factionalization is really because of the size, but because of the kind of project we're involved in. I don't think it'd go away if we had smaller boards, frankly. But I do think it's a problem of one that Ted raised about if you just have everybody in the same class, then it's probably correct. The people who are on the air have the constituency. So I think some distinction has to be made there if you do want to make it smaller. I'm horrified at the thought of a national bylaws convention. I don't know who'll pay for that, or if it's not paid for, how you're going to have a representative group of people being there, how you could possibly, in anything less than a month, actually, in a large group of people, fashion bylaws. I don't know. I'm quite fine with the idea that the local station boards have extended conversations and call it a bylaw convention if you like about what should be in the bylaws. In fact, we sent out a motion a while back, encouraged them to do that,
right,
and try to ask them to send us what they would have as regulations. So I think that'd be just dandy. It has to go back to them in any case. So I'd be just very pleased if that would actually happen. As far as the STV voting, it's I think that the fact that you need a computer program to operate it is not all that significant. In the selection of directors, it seems to me it's important because it allows a minority to get some representation on the board. And I don't know, Chris, this is a question for you, Chris. Did you intend that to be just in the election of the LSB or throughout everything?
My intention was to have STV voting eliminated throughout the entire system.
Okay. So my objection is then to that. As far as elections once every 3 years, I think that's probably a good idea. I don't know that... I don't know that people know very well who's running sufficiently well that they have informed judgments about whether they're doing, even what their political views are and how they're likely to run the station. So if they had more time for people to sort of become visible, I think it would probably be a good thing in terms of people being reelected. And as far as the first time you're elected, we need to do something about the fact that people don't know who they're voting for very much. Okay, so that's all I have to say. Anybody else for the stack?
Sean.
Sure.
If everybody else has done, just one quick point, because there was a concern, you know, we have these staggered elections because of we need the overlap and everything like that. And it was brought to my attention that maybe what we need for every incoming board is a good orientation that lets them know exactly what they're supposed to do by the bylaws, gives them the basics of Robert's Rules of Order so that everybody starts off on the same page at their first meeting. And this would remove the need for overlap or two staggered elections by simply instituting a orientation, what do I want to call it? An orientation for all new members. Thank you.
Chris,
other staff. I'm sorry, who is that?
Bajra.
Yeah, okay, Kristen Bajra.
I'll concede to her. I'll go after her.
Okay, Bajra.
And I would like to be on again. This is Ted.
Okay, Bajra, then Chris, then Ted.
I'm all in favor of amending the bylaws on this.
Bajra, I can't hear you clearly.
I'm sorry. I'm all in favor of amending the bylaws on this. However, I have a problem. The reason for the staggering of the boards is not so that you have people who are, the staggering of the elections is not so that you have some people who are more experienced and some who are less experienced, but in order to keep a board from being, in order to be able to elect people that would challenge a sitting board that was behaving, you know, to the great displeasure of the listeners or the staff, for that matter. I am all in favor of reducing the size of the board. I think it's totally unwieldy, and especially the local boards. This is a very unwieldy board size. It's very difficult to work with, and I think that this single transferable vote is just outrageously anti-democratic. So I would be happy to go to some different form of voting, although I'm not sure. I think I would prefer weighted voting to some form of weighted voting, but not the single transferable vote. I mean, I think that needs to be looked into more. What I would like to do, actually, is to postpone this until some of us can, perhaps make some other suggestions and work on it, bring something a little different back. When we've had a chance to think about it, you know.
You want to make that as a motion, Vajra?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chance to think about it and come with some amendments, because there are certainly some great ideas there, but there are some things that I don't agree with, and I think some things that maybe could just be improved on.
Can I amend that, Richard?
Well,
amend my motion to postpone.
I don't think you can amend the postponement.
We
just postpone. We don't have to say for what purpose, actually.
Do have to say until when.
Yeah.
Right, until the next meeting. I mean, what? If people have a whole month, we should be able to come up with something very good.
Well, then I would like to.
Let me point out that some of you may not be here.
Next month.
Next month.
Well, then it needs to be circulated to other folks or whatever.
What information?
Excuse me.
Okay. Vajra made a motion to postpone. That's what's on the floor.
Information?
What's the point, Chad?
Don't people who serve on this committee continue to serve on this committee until the seating of the national board in January and then the staffing of these committees?
No, the LSB members... the LSB members to the committees are selected in December, is my understanding.
Our board selects them in February or March.
Yeah.
Right.
They're selected later. They're not selected in December.
By the middle of January. That's what the bylaws say.
Yeah.
No, the bylaws don't give a date for committees.
George,
I
you have to
look it up and get
you
to
chair
date.
This meeting.
Yeah. I think. My recollection is, and I'll bring up the bylaws in a moment, is that in addition to electing officers, you also elect. Just a minute. Let me check with my colleague.
We are at time, Mr. Chair.
We are. Did we elect a? I'm sorry, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. My wife says I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
Well, we know if your wife says you're wrong, you're wrong, George. Okay.
So it's actually it's in the January meeting that's done. So you all will be here in December.
There's actually no date in the bylaws. I can read it to you. It's Article 8, Section 2. All it says is delegate committee members shall be elected by their respective LSBs using the instant runoff method, providing, however, if there is an election for more than one committee member, then the LSB shall use the STV method of voting to select committee members. The bylaws don't put a date on that.
Thank you for that. I guess all I can say is our procedure has been to do it in January.
Like I said, ours has been February or March. In fact, I tried to get us to do it in January, and there were vociferous objections from other members of our board.
Point of information.
Right. Yes.
The fact is, I don't know if a postponement is necessary, because these are just guidelines right now. There's going to be plenty of input, not only from members of this committee, but I'm sure we're going to hear from LSB members throughout the network. So I really don't know if a postponement is necessary.
So you're speaking against postponing, but
yes, I am.
We are out of time.
Yes.
Does anyone want to extend time on this?
No.
Okay. So what's in front of us is a motion to postpone, and we'll go ahead and take a vote on that. Arpal, are you back? I'm sorry?
Point of information?
Yes.
What is the consequence if we do not vote to postpone this?
If you don't vote to postpone this, we'll take a vote on whether you approve it or not, and approve it means I will present it to the PNB at the next opportunity in open session.
And they, George, am I right to think that they would also want input from around the network so that, you know, we can develop the right kind of language? And this is before it goes around the network to be voted on.
I'm not sure what the PMB will do with it, but, I mean, it would certainly, I would think, be to both sharpen the language, but also see which pieces they wanted to keep, and I don't know how broad a conversation they'd want to begin immediately.
Right.
They could, for instance, refer it to the LSBs for comment. That's what I assume they're going to do. Well, I don't know.
All I can do is
to put it before the PNB, and they can do what they want with it.
George, point of information, please. This is Chris.
Yes.
Could you present it to the PNB with the request from the governance committee that it be circulated to the LSBs for comment? And if you can do that, then I so move.
Well,
I second that.
Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
We're sort of out of time, and we're supposed to be taking votes. But
could you repeat it? Because there was break up there, and I couldn't.
Chris is suggesting that I put it to the PNB with the suggestion that they circulate it to the LSBs.
Good.
Is there any objection to that? Okay. Hearing none, then we'll move ahead on the vote on postponing. If it's postponed, people get a chance to think about it, do whatever they want with it in terms of forwarding it to people they know, and et cetera, and we'll bring it back up as the first item on next month's agenda. If it's not postponed, we'll vote on it and decide what to do after that. Okay, so.
Point of information?
Yes?
George, this is Sharon. I was trying to say.
Didn't the vote that we just took supersede and make all the rest of this unnecessary?
No, it was not. It was not. The motion is to postpone is still on the floor, unless Vajra wants to withdraw it, and I didn't hear her say that. And it's a different way. Our suggestion is a different way of getting it considered than the one that Chris was suggesting. If we don't postpone it and we do pass it, I will do what was suggested, which I'll suggest to the PNB that they circulate it to the LSBs.
George, I've been trying to say, Sharna.
Yes.
I would like, I don't know if it needs a formal motion, but I think it would be helpful that we are postponing it, but that the governance committee sends it to the LSBs asking for discussion. So
Sharna, that's out of order at the moment. We're out of time. No one wanted to extend time. The only thing we can do now is take a vote on moving to postpone. So I'm going to go ahead and take that vote. Let's see, Nia, to postpone or not? Yes, it's to postpone.
Yes.
Okay, Wesley.
Yes.
Chris Condon.
No.
Brian. Brian, are you there?
Kind of confused. The motion is just to postpone till next month?
Yes.
Was there a motion that passed without objection to send this to the PNB and ask them to...
No. If this motion to postpone fails, then we will... The question was, how will we dispose of this if it passes?
I see.
Okay.
So I just want to clarify, we're not voting for a bylaws amendment. We're basically asking for feedback on guidelines on the bylaws amendment, right?
That's correct.
So passes or not passes, it would come up at our next meeting anyway.
No, if it doesn't pass, it's off our agenda.
I mean, sorry, postponed or not postponed, it would come up at our next meeting anyway.
If it's not postponed and is voted down, it's off the agenda.
Oh, I see your point. Okay. So I'll vote no on postponing.
Okay. Sharna.
Yes.
Vajra.
Yes.
Luzette. R. Paul. Sean.
No.
I'm going to pass for the moment. Tracy, are you there? Joe?
Yes.
Ted?
I'm in the company of others who is confused, but I guess if I vote yes, it means that we will discuss this more next month?
That's correct.
Yes.
Then I'll vote yes.
Okay. I'm going to abstain. Let's see. Luzette, are you there? R. Paul, are you there? Tracy, are you there? Okay. The motion passes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses and 1, 2, 3 noes. Okay. So it'll be back on the agenda. And I would suggest that people do circulate it to their LSPs and get some feedback on it.
Yeah. Please.
Okay. Where are we now? We're at... 5 minutes after 9 Central, 5 after 10. We typically have about 10 more minutes for this, and we have scheduled for the next item something coming from the Affiliates Task Force, which is intended to essentially create guidelines for the Affiliates Task Force and how it's supposed to function. It's scheduled for 20 minutes. Can we take that up? Is there any objection to taking that up?
I'd like to apologize. I have to go off the call. Sure enough.
Yeah, okay. Mr.
Chairman,
you know, if there was ever something that needed to be postponed so that people can come up to speed, I think this is really it. I would like to talk to some of my affiliate reps and get their take on this, and I would suggest that we postpone this so that we can do the necessary research, because I have never heard a word about this until today when I saw the agenda.
Well, this just came up at the Affiliates Task Force meeting about 2 days ago.
Okay.
And it was referred to me at that point. So do you want to make a motion to postpone on this?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to postpone so that members can come up to speed, because I couldn't make a responsible vote right now.
Okay. Is there any objection to postponing this? Okay, hearing none, we're at the end of the agenda. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks, George.
Welcome. Night.
Not all.
George, you did have a bylaws amendment on there. Anybody left?